News Radio 970 WFLA.
There are a couple of terrorist threats that are hanging out there right now. We talked about one the other day, and that is the theft of uniforms, UPS uniforms, and even delivery vans, things of that nature. And now we're hearing about an increased terrorist threat of more hijackings. And it's time to call on our terrorist expert, and that's Casey Poland from Critical Intervention Services. And Casey, I cannot fathom, and I've read what they're concerned would happen in a possible scenario like this, but I can't fathom any scenario in which terrorists could succeed in taking over an airplane. How could that happen?
Well, my brother, I've trained you well over the years. You're absolutely correct. This is not an Al-Qaeda target selection methodology. It doesn't fit their profile. Very, very rarely do they reselect a target profile and re-attack it. Al-Qaeda is a very original thinking type of progressive terrorist group that focuses on hitting where we're weak, hitting where we don't expect it, and making as much impact as they can in that target.
So what do you make of these threats? We're told that they have some Al-Qaeda guys that have given this verbal testimony and that they've confirmed them through wiretaps.
No, I mean, there's no question that, I mean, that there's probably some activity going on and there's intelligence that's coming through. But again, this is what we would call raw intelligence. You have to be able to analyze the data and decide, does it fit the profile of the group, and does it fit the protective intelligence that we have? Does it overlay with what we currently know as to the trends that are in place, the chatter that's going in the background? And a lot of times you got to remember that some of these folks doing the assessment are correctly more apt to just play it on the safe side and release the information than to withhold it and be sorry about it later on.
Well, yeah, I can't even imagine bringing this one up, aside from perhaps alerting the airport saying we're hearing a lot of chatter on this.
But that is what they did.
But otherwise, it sounds like perhaps even the terrorists spreading terrorism by spreading a canard that get us all worked up again and afraid to fly.
Which is part of the terrorist strategy. But if we do overlay the protective intelligence that you brought up a little bit earlier with the stolen uniforms, the police identification cards, the badges, the police registrations, all the official documentations, literally hundreds of these pieces have been stolen since February to March in 2003. And then we have the issue of the driver's license bureaus that were burglarized, and the driver license machines, the machines that actually make the licenses, were stolen last year and the year before. So you know, when you start laying this over, you do see that there is a possibility of circumventing security countermeasures, getting through security efforts by using fake identifications.
Casey Poland of Critical Intervention Services, our guest, and we're going to ask him in a moment what he would expect would be the next terrorist target through his expertise. But first of all, let's go to the newsroom at 7:45 and get an update.
And we're talking to Casey Poland, the CEO of Critical Intervention Services. Casey, if you were a betting man, based on your intelligence experience, where do you think they would more than likely attack us? I mean, where are we the most vulnerable right now?
Well, if we stay within the realm of aviation, for example, the most vulnerable area that you could circumvent security and gain access to a large airplane would be the cargo planes. They're easier to control. There's not 100 passengers on board. All you have to do is deal with the pilots, and the plane itself is as dangerous as any plane that was used during 9/11.
Well, there you go. Now, see, we hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, and that's what we do. When you use protective intelligence and you lay it over the current intelligence, you kind of figure out how does the signature profile of this group fit this type of selection on the target selection. Would they use the same targets, or would they deviate? And if they did, how would they deviate? The cargo planes would probably be the most likely area of concern for me if I was doing an assessment at this point.
I hadn't even thought of that. I mean, there's an entirely different scenario with cargo planes than what we have with passenger planes.
Very little security to get to those planes.
No passengers to jump on you.
That's right.
No, nobody to stop you.
There's no question that if you had passengers to deal with, you wouldn't make the hijacking. I mean, Al-Qaeda knows this. People, this is survival we're talking about. They're not going to allow hijacking to occur.
You know, just one other, again, this is just you hope fantasy, but looking way down the road, 5 years, 10 years, do you see there having been enough serious threats or perhaps events in which we'll find ourselves having to go through security measures to get into the mall, to get into churches, schools, onto trains, buses, everything else?
I think what you're talking about is an environment like Israel is right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
And I don't think so. I would hope not.
Because if they were able to come up with some kind of a major event in a mall, you tend to think that politics being what they are, that everybody would say, all right, now we got to secure all the malls. And then it would happen somewhere else and say, now we got to secure those. We tend to move in that direction.
We do. And a lot of times we fail to at our most fundamental basic responsibility to deal with terrorism, to fight terrorism. Terrorism is a local issue. You must tie in the community. You must tell the community what is it that we're looking for. And the government has been weak at doing that. They're great at response. I mean, we have the best response systems there is. We can respond to any terrorism incident that occurs. However, that's when a terrorism incident occurs. It's
yeah.
too late.
And then we'll do something that'll be overreacting.
Yeah.
Overkill.
You know, terrorists have to operate within our midst. They have to be able to work here. They have to be able to live here. They have to be able to interact with us. And the people in the best positions to see the suspicious activity is the community. Therefore, our fundamental responsibility in dealing with terrorism must be to educate the community with public service announcements and so on.
Well, we'll try to do our part. Yeah, you certainly help out there. Casey, we appreciate your joining us.
It's a pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Thanks an awful lot.
Casey Poland, our terrorism expert with Critical Intervention Services on 970 WFLA.